off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I'm going to take the plane out for a spin. You want to come with?
Me? Go. Fly?
I played it cool, but I was pretty jazzed.
I love to fly. I love to do most anything. If I could fly, then I would be the king. I'll be the king of the world.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information. Okay, big weekend out there on the left coast, by the way. You got the Super Bowl tomorrow. If you're flying anywhere near, what, San Francisco, SFO, or which
yeah,
one?
It's San Francisco. It's Levi Stadium. So San Francisco, basically the Silicon Valley. So San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, all of that is going to be
a mess.
Basically in lockdown.
Yeah. It's might as well be, you know, the president might as well be visiting. Actually, maybe he is. I don't know. He's going to be there. But the TFR extends, what, 30 miles around? Or what is it?
A typical 10-mile, 30-mile TFR. Airlines are going to continue to fly as normal. But GA, yeah, there's going to be no real exemptions for you. But if you are planning on flying into those airports, plan on bringing a bigger wallet.
Yeah.
And also, you're going to need to make plans ahead of time. I mean, there's flow control programs. A lot of the FBOs just don't have the parking, so you need to have a reservation to even be able to get in. If you don't have a reservation, you're not parking on the ramp, which means you can't even drop somebody off. So
it's not ideal.
It's chaotic,
yeah,
with all that traffic flying in and out. But what's even more ridiculous is the prices. I mean, honestly, this borderline gouging. I mean, I understand that the FBOs do need to add additional resources to handle the workload.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, aren't they making up for this in record fuel sales and stuff during that time and services that they're going to be selling? Is there really a justification to charge between $10,000 and $18,000 for a jet and $400 for a Mooney to show up on your ramp just because it's during those 5 days?
What would it cost normally? I mean, is that like a surcharge on top of zero? Or
special event fee for the ramp?
Yeah. What level does the FAA or AOPA say, okay, this is gouging, we got to raise hell?
They don't. That's the frustrating part. It has to be equal access, and you can't discriminate. But that doesn't mean that you can't, you know, just charge a lot, which would by default discriminate, maybe?
Yeah. I mean,
$400 to bring the Mooney in when normally you're going to charge $38 for a typical security fee. You know, that seems to be kind of the pattern at Atlantic and Signature. I mean, Tampa International's $38 the other day. Key West, same thing.
Right. But when they have an event, they jack it up.
$250 if you show up during Fantasy Fest.
It's like a hurricane gouging when we have that in Florida here. That's mm-hmm. what I'm wondering, what is that threshold? I guess just more people have to raise hell about it and complain to get the legislators' ears and say, hey, you got to put an end to this, or at least, you know, put some restrictions on how much they can jack up the rates on everybody to make it a little bit more reasonable. I don't know what that threshold would be.
Or it just comes down to the people that are doing this really just don't care.
Well, I'm sure that's part of it.
This is the cost to go, and we just pay it. But to me, that just sends the wrong message, because then they do get away with charging that kind of money.
Right. Well, you know, you figure people that got tickets to the Super Bowl, money may not be an issue, because it's just
correct.
The tickets are ridiculous as
but
well.
But it impacts the rest of us.
Of course. Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, what do you think would be a fair bump? Do you have any, let's just do a specific scenario, bring it down a little bit compared to what we've seen, like, say, in Key West. Because we've seen that. What, it was during Fantasy Fest they put the surcharge on?
Anything like the offshore racing, you know, some of that kind of stuff. Any of these special events they'll charge extra for.
Yeah.
And so I've just gotten in the habit, and I call them up ahead of time. Now, do you guys have any submarine races or something going on that's going to charge a special event fee? And that usually gets a chuckle out of them.
Yeah. In what sense? Like, oh, they got us.
Yeah, they literally could invent anything and say it's a special event. Yeah, there's there's no category out there. There's no guideline that says it has to be this. So if Signature wants to say it's a special event, they can.
Yeah. But I mean, if let's say it is a legitimate special event, like Fantasy Fest or like you said, offshore powerboat racing in Key West is a big deal down there. I mean, I kind of understand, like you said, they got to hire more people to manage the influx of GA flights coming in for an event like that. But what should that fee be? You know what I mean? Like what would be acceptable if it's usually what, zero, or is it usually like $50 or something?
It's usually $38 for Signature for a single engine at Key West.
So if they're having a special event, I mean, do you would you be okay with them bumping it up to like $100 or so maybe if it was like a big enough deal?
That would tell me why do they need to do that? It's a federally funded airport. Now, I get it that they're a private business. They had to build their facility, but their facility is already sized for the workload.
Right.
So what's the worst you have to do? You have to bring in maybe two extra line guys. What's that cost during the day?
Exactly. That's my point. So if you literally doubled the typical fee, I think that would be reasonable.
But how much are they making on additional fuel and catering and other stuff that, you know, the business is now higher? They're making more money automatically just by the fact that they have additional business coming in.
Agreed.
Yeah, the grocery store doesn't charge extra for Super Bowl, right?
Right.
But they make a lot more money selling wings and queso and chips and
the liquor store does the same, right? That's the point that I'm trying to get at. I mean, I understand what you're saying, that hey, any increase is not acceptable. That's kind of what your position is.
I'm not saying that, because there is a finite amount of resource. So, you know, if you're out of ramp space, because you know, maybe there is a little bit of a reason there to charge a little extra, because I do have to bring in some extra people.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. If you get away from 38 to $100, but I think that would be
even $100 might be steep.
Well, I mean, I think once again, the threshold, but we're hearing that they're doing as much as 200 or more, right?
It's 400 for a single engine.
Yeah. That's nuts.
And up to 18,000 for a jet.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's just not where it gets into, I think, gouging territory, or like you're taking advantage of the situation as opposed to just trying to cover expenses. Don't turn this into a major, you know, fundraising campaign that, you know, all they see is dollar signs. It's hard for them not to look at it that way, I'm sure. But to be fair, and I go back to your position that, all right, you got to figure in, they may have to hire a few more people or manage all the planes a little bit better and bring in some more resources. Okay. You figure that into the budget. But I would think if you're doubling the fee or more than that, that should be plenty, I would think. I mean,
I would agree with you. I think it's just, otherwise it's just gouging because they can.
Yeah. All right. So we have set the bar. And they will obviously ignore
us appropriately
our suggestions until more people gripe and moan like Dennis and I. So we'll have to deal with that accordingly, or you can jump on the bandwagon and give them a call. All right, more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.